Baseball Friday Night Highlights for week number three from KNIA KRLS. Class 1A number 3 Pella Christian versus Class 2A number 1 Albia with Corey Hauser and Larry Hessing on FM 92.1 KRLS.
Second and 10. And there's Isley. No, it's a fake. They look downfield. Pass is juggled and caught. And it's a touchdown, Albia. Play action. I talked to Coach David Rich Kakmarinski about this in the pregame. If they did much of the play action, they don't. And it ends up fooling the Eagles. It's a touchdown. And the Blue Demons lead 6-0 with 6:17 to go in the first quarter. Kakmarinski looking to throw. He's got a man wide open. Pass caught. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Touchdown, Eagles. They went right back to Caleb Rosa. He got it right in his breadbasket. 6 for the Eagles. It's 14-6 with 11:18 to go in the second quarter. Beautiful, beautiful exclamation point to the end of that drive, Larry. Pass caught. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Touchdown, Eagles. David Kakmarinski finds a wide open Miles Wickert middle of the end zone, and that's a touchdown. It makes it 48-13. Good strike there, and an extra point coming with 6:57 to go in the third. Pitch out, Isley, right side. He'll cut the corner, trying to find the pylon. He'll dive forward. He is in. Touchdown, Albia. 54-14 the score with 3:21 to go in the third.
Eddie Pringle tried to tackle Isley low, but Isley high-stepped right over Eddie and waltzed into the end zone.
Isley, 200-plus yards. I'm curious to see what his final tally will be. That's got to be his last carry tonight with 3:21 to go in this third quarter. And that is Vroom who hands this one off. And that's in there for a touchdown, Pella Christian. Touchdown, Eagles.
Noah Treimer
running around the right side. Gets it in from 13 yards out. Score is 62-20. Pella Christian trails Albia by a few scores.
Final score, number 1, Albia 62. Number 3, Pella Christian 21. The Knoxville Panthers hosting the Fairfield Trojans with Derek Cardwell and Kevin Wadley on AM 1320 and FM 95.3 KNIA.
Pearson to the near side. Here is Connor Bailey trying to find running room. Does across the 40, to the 35, to the 30. He's loose across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! 49 yards or 51 yards on that run.
And that is Connor's vision.
Connor in motion, and Connor will get the call, trying to find running room. 50, 45, out to the 40, 35, out to the 30. They're not going to get him. 10, 5, oh, down to the 1.
You jinxed him by saying they're not going to get him.
He'll give it to DJ, and he'll pile in. Touchdown, Knoxville, from 1 yard out. Jacob under center gives to DJ. He will walk in. Touchdown, Knoxville. His second of the night. And the Panthers go back on top.
That's the way you like to see him come back. Take advantage of the turnover.
Now here is Onision with the call. Onision, he's loose.
He's
gone. 50, 40, 30, 20. Not going to get him. Touchdown, Knoxville. What a response. 65 yards.
And what a great call by Coach.
First and goal from the 10 for Knoxville. Here is DJ Snyder. DJ has a hole, walks in, touchdown. Bounced off one Trojan tackler, and that just guided him right into pay dirt. To the 45, to the 40, to the 30. They're not going to get him. Touchdown, Knoxville. 66 yards.
You know, we were just having a conversation about who was going to be player of the game.
I think
a guy just earned some votes.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. And Fairfield is just stunned on the other side.
Final score, Knoxville 43, Fairfield 26. The number 1 ranked Pella Little Dutch hosting the Oskaloosa Indians with Andrew Schneider and Randy Sikkema on KRLS 2.
One man to beat. He's to the 30, the 20, the 10, 6 for Pella High. Touchdown, Little Dutch.
No flags.
83 yards for Chase Van Zandt. Pella High leads 13-0.
It was just a little flare pass, just like they ran before. He came across in motion. The ball only traveled about 3 yards in the air.
Makes a couple defenders miss. Almost falls. He's inside the 20 to the 15. Still on his feet. The 10, the 5. It's the Noah Claiborne Show. Touchdown, Pella High.
Another video game move right there. Kind of ducked under one defender and then faked two or three times and got out to the left.
21 yards for Noah Claiborne. This time with his feet again. He's been involved in all three touchdowns for Pella. 21-0, Pella High leads. Four wide receivers for Claiborne. Takes the handoff, throws downfield. He's got a man. Warner with a leaping grab. End zone, touchdown, Little Dutch.
23-yarder. That was a nice catch by Warner. Good throw, you know, got it up where he could catch it, but that was an athletic catch down there by Will Warner.
Claiborne goes out to his left, and what do you know? Randy Sikkema calls it. Touchdown, Pella, 11 yards to Will Warner. Watch that play develop, and boy, Randy has his magic 8-ball or whatever you want to call it. It wasn't the magic 8-ball, it's the gypsy ball, right?
I've seen a few Jay McKinstry games in my lifetime. I had a feeling that one's coming out of the half.
Whoa. And that snap goes all the way back to the end zone. It'll roll down. It's recovered, I believe it is, by Pella High. 6 for Little Dutch. Touchdown, Pella.
Wassner fell on it.
Wassner with the touchdown, and Pella High leads 41-0 on a snap that went right over the head of Arnold.
Final score, number 1, Pella 49, Oskaloosa 6. The PCM Mustangs at the Centerville Big Reds on KNIA 2 with Garrett Canuck and Fred Lawrenson.
Gilman in the shotgun. 7-6 lead for the Mustangs over Centerville. Gilman dropping back, looking downfield. Caught. Touchdown, Noah Clark. PCM now leads 13-6. 18-yard strike from Logan Gilman to Noah Clark. He ran free on that post route right down the middle of the field and made the catch, and right in the end zone went Noah Clark.
Really nice pitch and catch right there. Noah's got great hands, but that ball is put right where he wanted it. Easy touchdown for PCM.
First and goal, 7. Quick pass. That one's caught by Griner. Touchdown, PCM. And after a great return from Tyler Dredge, it's a 7-yard touchdown strike from Gilman to Griner, and now a 20-6 PCM lead.
That's just a really nice quick slant right there. The defender letting him get inside of him, and that's probably a no-no defensively.
Three wide receivers to the right. That's Jenkins, Dredge, and Clark. Griner, lone wide receiver to the left. Gilman in the shotgun, standing on his own 44. Drops back, looking downfield. Looking one-on-one with Griner. He makes the catch out on the edge. He's to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, PCM. A 50-yard touchdown pass from Logan Gilman to Luke Griner. A 27-6 lead now for the Mustangs.
Just a nice fly route right there by Luke Griner. Logan hit him right in stride. Nobody came close. A nice play, quick touchdown, a big play before the half.
Getting rolled out of the pocket. He's going to make the play. Caught. Touchdown, PCM. Gilman extended the play with his feet. Caught in the back of the end zone by Noah Clark. And PCM now makes it a 34-6 lead. Inside handoff. Nope, he's going to keep it himself. Spins forward, and he's going to... Yep, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Logan Gilman from 1 yard out on the quarterback keeper. And PCM now leads 41-6.
Little zone read down on the goal line. Really tough to cover that. Logan just pulled the ball out, kept it himself, and twisted into the end zone.
Final score, PCM 42, Centerville 14. Class A number 10 Pleasantville hosting Martinsdale St. Mary's with Andrew Swadner and Ron Danks on KNIA 3.
Quarterback Trevor Dooley sets up one tight end, two running backs, one wide receiver. He looks for the handoff, and it's a fumble. Ball is on the ground. Martinsdale St. Mary's and Trojans are scrambling for it, and it looks like the Trojans are going to try and pick it up, and they do. A good defensive play by the Trojans. The ball was on the ground for a long time. That'll be Trojan ball inside the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone.
Good recovery by Chaz Clark.
Adrian from the shotgun formation looks to pass, rolling out to his left, faces a lot of pressure, throws it up in the end zone, and that one's caught, and that one's a touchdown again. So the Trojans come back one play later and strike.
Yeah, that was a really nice catch there by Booker Beyer. Great job by Zeb Adrian of maintaining his composure.
So that's second and 14 from their own 16-yard line as the Blue Devils set up. One receiver out left, Trevor Dooley under center, hands it off, and he's looking to pass. It's a play-action play, and it's intercepted by Zeb Adrian. He's going for the end zone. One defender to beat, and that's going to be a pick six. Zeb Adrian with the interception runs it into the right side of the end zone. Huge play for Pleasantville on defense. They take a 12-0 lead. PAT incoming. Adrian from the shotgun formation. He's looking to run it. He evades a couple of Martinsdale defenders. Runs on the left side, breaks the tackle all the way, coming back out to the right side. He's at the 20, the 10. That's going to be a Zeb Adrian rushing touchdown. What a run by Zeb Adrian from the left side all the way back to the right. Pleasantville taking a 19-0 lead.
That's a highlight reel play. A good run by Zeb. Good job by all of our kids maintaining their blocks.
Sawyer Phillips gets the handoff up the middle, and he's going to dive forward into the end zone, knocks over a defender on his way. The hole was huge, and that's going to make it 40-0 Trojans. 46 seconds left in the first half.
Again, excellent job by the offensive line. Sounds like a broken record, and I hope it sounds that way all year.
Final score, number 10, Pleasantville, 61. Martinsdale St. Mary's, nothing. Those are your Football Friday Night highlights for week number 3 from KNIA KROS.